My name is Dawn Lobig. I live in the Mid-City area, right by the cemeteries.
Today was another District 4 planning meeting. What happened today, and do you think the meeting was successful?
I think that it came a long way from the first district meeting. We are now more focused on certain projects and corridors, more ideas, how to get funding, what's going to bring our population back. And I feel very good about this meeting. It's very encouraging. The first one was a little bit loose, whereas this one is now we've tightened up our plan. And the groups that are doing this, UNOP, is actually focusing in on what the Lambert Plan had done and really tightening it up, and it really is making more and more sense as we go along.
What are some of the projects that are coming out of this meeting? I heard discussion about public housing and the Claiborne overpass.
Public housing, which would be affordable housing, mixed income, also subsidized. We're very excited about that. We want to take the stigmatism out of that. Part of the Treme development would be to lose some of the I-10 ramps. We may not remove the I-10, but to remove some of the ramps so that the lower Treme and the upper Treme are connected. That's a viable part of town, and the neighborhood really needs to be a neighborhood again. When I was growing up, that wasn't there, and it was just a beautiful place, and it needs to come back together. So I feel really strong about that, and I'm really pleased with the progress that we made on that discussion today.
And will the money be forthcoming for these kinds of projects, do you think?
I only hope so. And, of course, where there's a will, there's a way, and I'm sure we'll find the funding somewhere.
The money generally would be coming from, what, the LRA, the CDBG grants, or from a variety of different sources?
I believe that this is going to be more of a variety of different sources. You can't lay the burden all on one. This is an unprecedented event, and you really do have to fan out. We need to not only look nationally, but internationally for funding. There are a lot of countries out there that are taking deep interest in Louisiana because of our cultural heritage. And, I'm sure that there are, I know of companies that I can contact in other countries that would really want to give some money into funding to help develop some of these projects. So I'm very excited about being part of this process.
It's very important for people to participate in this process so that it is validated. There were about 50 people today for the District 4 meeting, and the next major meeting coming up is the Citywide Community Congress on December 2nd. What's going to happen at that Community Congress, from what you understand?
We are going to be having a telecommunications conference with the diaspora. Ideally, I would really, and I encourage all of your listeners, please come to the meetings. It is not fair for 50 people to speak for 15,000 or 100 people to speak for 20,000 or 30,000. This is where you get your voice in. This is where you get your wants and your desires told. If we don't know what you want, we can't help you. And I'm only one person. I listen to everyone, and I listen to everyone's story, and I want to be able to help them. But I can't help them if they don't talk. So we want people out there. We need them in the Congress. We need them in the district meetings, and we also need them in the neighborhood meetings, because it starts at the neighborhood level and it works its way back up to UNOP, and that's the only way it's going to be done. If the people want their homes and their home city to be New Orleans again, they have to participate. You can't hide like an ostrich. Get your head out to sand and come talk to us.
And you can't wait to have your say until it's all said and done.
Oh, God, yeah, because I don't want to have somebody say, well, we should have, when you had the opportunity to give your input at the front. That's just an old rule of thumb by me.
Well, Dawn, thank you very much for talking to me.
Brian, thank you.
I'll see you at the Community Congress.
Absolutely. It's very nice seeing you again. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you.